Climate change can go in a number of ways, and this poem explores just two possibilities. The first part of the poem is an antidote to the many apocalyptic views we have of the future, Mad Max, the road. In this alternative universe, humanity is still very much alive, but much more connected to the land. People are rooted in their stories, which in the absence of TV, they entertain and provoke each other with. The British Isles are wetter, agrarian, low-tech, and the topic of conversation in the fields, naturally, given that this is still Britain, is the weather. That's the poem's first half. The second half carries a somewhat hallucinatory and very much bleaker prognosis. This diptych structure of the poem reflects my belief that we still have a degree of choice concerning the outcome of climate change. A Poem for Dark Mountain by Mario Petrucci. 1. In hay waist deep was Uncle, who said he saw lash of rain snap upward, viper sharp, to bite the coming down tail. Another, tending eaves at top of ladder, felt on his back drops worse than wasps to a sack, while wife with foot hard on bottom rung kept her face of tinder. Yet another watched brown slick of cloud a few metres up suck back its centre like a seam in the roasted bean, till it split with blue, and for an hour all air smelt of coffee. Last it came to me. I said, once I stood in rain so ferocious, streams front and back met at my pizzle, till I knew how it felt to piss like Orion. I said this happened, but they laughed and took out scythes and said the hay was dry enough. Two. In Memoriam Homo Sapiens. That guy, a case of you know how it is, downtown on vacation somehow, you end up someplace you shouldn't. Moon a scar face, caught between two chimneys, squat and full, low cloud filling the east with lead. And just as in all those black and whites, the lone figure on the Gothic corner, embossing his shadowed doorway. One of us spotted him, saying, down, can we keep things down? But that got carried away, and I should have done more than think we could just keep walking, while the sentry, heavy as November's guy in stone coats, kept on fixing that averted gaze. So the party went on, our racket as we neared, notching up ratchet by ratchet, and now I recall something full and operatic in his trench coat, in that uneasy tilt of Stetson, perhaps the suggestion of a woman. Though no mistaking those eyes, blue-green as everybody's grandmother, as finally she turned and reaching both hands into pockets, noticed us, till our bones cracked to be spared that thick swivelled neck, and all our small world swivelling with it.